Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas to you all, and we welcome you to a performance of Once Upon a Christmas. Once Upon a Christmas is based on a story by Leo Tolstoy. The music is written by Owen Andrews Hatch and the libretto by Marianne Rettke, both of whom are contemporary American artists. We have one request that we would like to make of you during the performance, and that is that you please do not take any flash pictures during the performance. Afterwards, after the performance is over, the cast will come out and you are welcome to take pictures later. The cast of characters that you will see in order of their appearance this evening is as follows. Martin the Cobbler is played by Tosh Jordan. Maria, the cobbler's wife, by Ruth Blum. Petrov, a poor neighbor, Peter Burtness. Petrov's son, Glenn Oswald. Yasha, the leader of the carolers, is played by Rod Nordby. Natasha, a young woman, Jesse Eastman. Anna, an old woman peddler, by Kathleen Gabrielson, and a boy by Jack Seifert. Our scene is laid in the cobbler's shop of Martin, a poor cobbler. The setting is a Russian village. It's the 19th century. It's Christmas Eve. Martin the cobbler has dreamed that Christ will visit him this evening, and eagerly Martin awaits the coming of Christ.
But the heart has its own wisdom that the wisest never know. The heart has its own wisdom that the wisest never know. Said, Martin, Martin, I am coming. Look for me tomorrow. That was all, but all day long I've been expecting him. He should be here any time.
the Lord coming here. In a case like that, I'll be on my way.
Oh, you laugh, you're just like Maya. You think God's up in heaven with his back turned.
No, no, Martin, I'd never laugh at you. You bother me too much. You're just foolish enough to be wise. But I must go now. Thanks for the tea. I believe my engine's warm enough to run again.
Just a minute, forgive me. I ran on so about my hoped for guest that I forgot your boots. They're finished, good as new. When you walk through the snow, think of your friend, the crazy cobbler.
You're a good man, my friend, a vanishing breed. I'm sorry for your sake that I can't believe in your visitor. But I will say this, if I were Christ and I decided, God forbid, to visit this miserable planet, I'd go first to Martin the cobbler. Good night.
Good night.
I'd go first to Martin the cobbler. Well, why not? He's the only person in 1,000 years who's taken the Lord's word seriously. If a man wants you, sure give him two.
Oh, now you're angry about the boots. I couldn't take money from Petrov. His life is too hard. His life is too dreary.
And ours is easy. You call this luxury? Oh, never mind. We've been over it all before, and you won't change. But forgive me if I'm bitter. No one can ever know what a trial it is to be married to a truly good man. If you're married with a saint, prepare to lead a martyr's life.
Singing. I knew carolers would come. They never failed to sing for Petro's poor wife across the street.
Thank you.
are welcome, but I can't take the credit. The candle's not for you.
Or are you expecting someone else tonight?
Here we go again.
As a matter of fact, I am. I've had a dream that Christ will return tonight, and he will come here.
Surely you're not serious. Aria, is he serious?
He is serious.
Heaven help us, Martin. Are you also expecting the Tsar?
Now you're being foolish. The Tsar of all the Russias wouldn't set foot in my house. But the Lord of the Universe, that's different. Between a cobbler and a carpenter, there is much in common. God could touch my house this night, as a lonely stable, crude, molded gold, once glowed with divinity's sacred light, while seraph song rang through the hallowed night, and mercy, hope, and love foretold.
Excuse me, sir. until I get warm, then I'll be on my way.
You poor child, you're blue with cold. Have you no coat? And do you call those shoes? Come in, come in. What brings you to our town on Christmas Eve? I've never seen you here before.
I am looking for my husband. We've been married just a little long. When the Tsar's men came and took him away, he must go and fight, they said. They said it was his duty.
That star were here, but they left 2 days ago. I cannot help you find your husband. This I can do. Here, put these on. You cannot go trudging around Mother Russia with nothing on your feet. And here, this is a present from my wife.
But you mustn't give me a wife's cloak. She might not like it.
Oh, there's where you're wrong. She'd love you to have it. But wait, no, you can't leave yet. Stay until you're stronger.
No, I must go to find my husband. He only wanted to work in the sun, but they've taken him.
wait a while.
There was some brown, some sugar.
doesn't come, I suppose that you were right. You can say I told you so, I was a fool.
Yes, I was right. Being right is no satisfaction.
To shut life's door from fear of bearing pain. It may be prudent, my dear, but is it really wise?
How should I know? I'm no Solomon, but rest a little while, man. I won't let you sleep in a church.
Martin, do you not know me?
Of course I know you. You're still wearing Marna's shawl.
But Martin, do you not know me? Do you still refuse to know me? I am the least of these.
But I was thirsty and you gave Christ drink.
I was a stranger and you took Christ in. I was lost and Christ found the way.
Good job.